All right, so today I want to make a video urging you to support Pastor Bruce Mejia of First Works Baptist Church as they are currently under attack. Here's a video of last week's protest.
At First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, Pastor Bruce Mejia is preaching against people in the LGBTQ community. How are residents in El Monte reacting to all of this?
Stop being homophobes. Stop being transphobes.
They plan to continue holding demonstrations like this one.
He preaches so much hate against everyone.
It worries me that we have been living here our whole lives and that there are people who agree with this rhetoric and we're potentially like targets to like hate crimes.
Speaking of hate crimes, today they just bombed his church. But before we get to that, let's hear some of this preaching they hate so much.
No, it's referring to God's moral law. Because it doesn't matter what human being or where any human being grew up in this world, every single individual instinctively knows that murder is wrong, instinctively knows that bearing false witness is wrong, instinctively knows that sodomy is wrong.
Amen.
Everyone knows that.
Right.
Why? Because the law of God is written in their hearts. They have that moral compass that tells them this is wrong.
Amen.
That's true. I do believe that.
There's certain acts that we instinctively know that are wicked, wrong, and look, folks, even criminal. Not just a sin, not just an abomination. He sees it as a capital crime that is punishable by death.
Amen.
He views them as his enemies.
Amen.
God views them as his enemies.
Amen.
Period. Doesn't matter what happens, they can protest here for 365 days. I'm not standing down.
Amen.
Not gonna apologize. I'm not going to stop preaching. You think I'm going to issue an apology like Jeff Owens? You think I'm just going to be like, well, you know, I didn't really mean that. I mean everything I say.
Amen.
And I stand by the word of God because I'd be afraid not to preach the Bible.
Right.
I'd be afraid to be ashamed of God's word.
Amen.
And a group of sodomites are not going to stop me from preaching it.
Amen.
You're going to have to kill me.
Amen.
You're going to have to destroy my life. And even then, the word of God will go forth and it'll ring even harder.
Amen.
After that. Fear not them which can kill the body, but afterwards can do nothing.
Amen.
But I shall tell you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of God's word.
Amen.
It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Amen.
That's what I'm scared of. That's what I'm afraid of.
Amen.
I'm afraid of God.
So after that epic preaching from last week, today they set a bomb off in his church. Here's a clip from just after it happened.
They threw like a bomb or some shit, bro. It blowed up. Bro, the whole earthquake, bro. This is crazy.
A developing story in the San Gabriel Valley. A church in El Monte was left damaged this morning after an explosion and a vandalism attack. Now a bomb squad is at the scene amid a possible threat of a second blast.
The bomb squad, the sheriff's department, and we're told the FBI is here as well as everyone's trying to figure out exactly what happened.
So please support and pray for Pastor Bruce, his family, and his church. I'll leave a link down below. And otherwise, I'll leave you with a clip from Pastor Anderson. God bless you. Have a great day.
An example right now is a good friend of ours is going through a battle right now, Brother Bruce Mejia, out in Los Angeles. And he's out there right now with a huge battle on his hands where just all of the forces of hell have targeted him and they're trying to make him quit or stop or trying to make the people in his church become faint-hearted and fear and tremble and flee. And they need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
Because the Bible says we need to put on the whole armor of God so that we will stand in the evil day.
Yep, that's right.
That's what they're going through right now, the evil day.
Yep.